With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. School district administrators continue to review and assess performance scores released by the Department of Education this week. Monroe City Schools received a letter grade of D this past year. Brent Vedrine, who had just taken the superintendent's job at the start of last school year, says programs have been implemented to improve that mark.
We've adopted new curriculums with the state to match the testing procedures that are coming down with the Park-like exams that will take place this coming spring. We've done some grade level teams across the district where they're all in collaboration.
Among individual schools, Martin Luther King Jr. Middle and Carroll High School received a failing grade. He says more resources are being devoted there.
Central office people come and do some initiatives with them in our schools at MLK, and we have the Circle Grant that it comes in. It helps after school with some of our schools. We put in an extra person for curriculum.
Vedrine says the district has upgraded computer technology access due to most state tests being online this year. Teacher exams are being reviewed in an effort to make sure they contain proper examples of standardized tests. Vantage Health Plan, which has purchased and renovated much of the building stock in downtown Monroe, has leased the former Affiliated Mortgage building in the Midtown area on Hudson Lane. Michael Eccles, Vantage's marketing director, says the 26,000-square-foot Affiliated Mortgage building will provide flexibility for Vantage while it renovates the former state office building downtown. The insurance company is also building a new $25 million Affinity Health Group clinic. He says employees with the company's member service department and claims areas will comprise most of the workforce in the new building. The Louisiana gubernatorial primary takes place 1 year from today. Louisiana Radio Network's Jeff Palermo takes a look at the race.
Republicans David Vitter, Scott Angell, and Jay Darden, as well as Democrat John Bell Edwards, have announced their intent to run for governor. UL Lafayette political science professor Pearson Cross says one name stands out.
It does appear at this point that David Vitter is the front runner.
But there is still a lot of time and a lot of things could happen between now and the primary. The biggest question mark is whether or not Democrat New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu will join the field. Jeff Palermo reporting.
This is KEDM News.